A principal research officer in charge of the Agricultural Research Station at Manga in the Upper East Region, Dr. Roger Kantong, says the food stock situation in the region is good despite the erratic rainfall pattern last year. Although he could not provide figures, Dr. Kantong said there are enough cereals such as maize, cowpea and millet on the market. He spoke to George Ankra.
What I know is that the food situation back in the north is not anything bad at all, because years of crops, particularly maize, have really amazed some of us, because the way the season started, we never thought that the season would have given us any harvestable years. I was just sharing with a friend, one of my own younger brothers, who went and picked up 10 acres in the Chumu area. He's a retired military officer. He told me he had cultivated 10 acres. He was able to get 100 kilogram bags, the 10 acres, which translates into about 25 bags per acre of maize. What tolerant maize we gave him from the Savannah Grain Research Institute, one of our varieties, which means he was able to get 25 bags an acre. And he, if you translate that into hectare, that is 7.5 tons. That is even higher than what we are even getting. That is comparable to what we are getting overseas. So how can you tell me that we got a bad year? So in a nutshell, what I would say is that for the green legumes and then the dry cereals, I think we're not in the woods at all.
Looking at the climatic condition now, what prediction would you have? Have they started farming? Do you have the irrigation points that are good enough for better yield this time round?
For now, it's just the small irrigation areas that people are producing onions, tomato, pepper, okra, and the like. I mean, the smaller irrigation size, not the deep irrigation, to the best of my knowledge, but those that are used to dugouts, dams that have been rehabilitated under the Lacos Rev project, they are currently cultivating, and a good number of them harvesting and are selling, while some are yet to harvest.
If you go to the tubers, yam, cassava, and all that, what are the records like?
I've not been working on the tubers, unfortunately. And my region, where I stand, we are not into the rooted tubers for now. In fact, we are into the dry cereals and the legumes. That is what we do more. Of course, for sweet potato during the rain season, we also cultivate that around the Pusiga area in the Boku Municipal, in the Pusiga district.